welcome back to Project Independence in You, and I'm your guest host today, Rebecca Miller. Today, also, our co-host is Janet Entine, and we are speaking with Town Clerk Wayne Wink. Wayne, you've been providing a lot of very interesting information on the functions of the clerk's office and also programs that you're involved with the town. We were talking about the Women's Roll of Honor, Valentine's Day, what a nice event. How to find out all this information, 311. I think everybody's got that number now, 311. Janet, you had some questions, too, for Wayne regarding one of the committees that he was part of.
I think I remember that you were part of a committee, or maybe you were the leading committee person of a program called Silver Alert. And I thought perhaps you could share with us what that's about.
Sure, sure. In a past life, prior to being the town clerk, I was a member of the Nassau County Legislature. And in, I believe it was 2008, the legislature established a new committee. At first, they called it the Aging Committee, but they couldn't get anybody to join the committee because they thought it was all about them getting older. So they changed the name of it to the Committee on Aging, and they asked me to chair that committee. And the committee was meant to provide information and guidance with respect to senior issues for Nassau County. As chair of that committee, one of the things I was able to push for and get enacted was something we call Silver Alert. And Silver Alert exists to this day as a way to provide a quick dissemination of information on behalf of those who either suffer from Alzheimer's, dementia, or some other cognitive disorder to help get them home quickly and safely as soon as possible. There are tens of thousands of people who live in Nassau County today who suffer from either Alzheimer's, dementia, or some other cognitive disorder. And, you know, unlike a child, if you see a three-year-old wandering the streets, you have a pretty good sense that that three-year-old is in danger. But when you see someone in their 60s, 70s, or older, you don't necessarily know just by looking at them or by seeing them walk down the street that they may, in fact, be disoriented. They may not. They may have wandered off. And you don't know that they are potentially a risk as much as any toddler would be. So, you know, by providing the Silver Alert system, when someone is lost, they are able to contact the police department. The police department, who has information pre-registered or otherwise, can then disseminate it not only to hospitals but to other police departments, because we have a number of police districts throughout our county, to fire, emergency, ambulance corps, to get the information out as quickly as possible. In fact, it operates very similarly to what we know as the Amber Alert system, where if a child goes missing, we're able to post that information all over. And in fact, many of us have driven on the parkways and know that some of the signs overhead will update to address an Amber Alert call, or in this case, a Silver Alert call. Right. So it saved, you know, dozens and dozens. I think at this point, probably hundreds of senior citizens who otherwise would be at very much risk.
Wonderful program!
It has been a wonderful thing, and I'm always pleased when I hear another success story that Silver Alert has helped bring someone home safely.
Thanks for sharing that with us all.
Yeah, it's really amazing how, you know, technology gets the word out so quickly. I mean, I know just the other day there was an Amber Alert out, and it was on the highway, the signs above, the phone, news, you just name it, everywhere. And some alert guy in a car saw the child and was able to follow the car and call the police. I'm not really sure. Don't quote me, but it was something like that.
Right,
and it was because of the you know, the technology and all the information getting out there. So there is good stuff with
absolutely there are still lots of good people in this world.
Yeah, very good.
If they're given the opportunity to be heroes, most of us, I think, would take that opportunity and be a hero. But you need to get that information to them in order to help facilitate that.
And you also need to know that there is such a program.
Right.
That program, in fact, exists. You may notice somebody and say, you know, what could I do? I mean, I could call the police, which a lot of people, I'm sure, will do.
But
knowing that there is this particular program is very helpful.
It really is. And, you know, it's just making me think because, you know, with Project Independence, of course, we do so many kind of, we call them health chats or, you know, informational programming. And you know, it might not be a bad idea to have that, you know, have somebody come and talk about that and how
to
kind of, you know,
because
unfortunately we have a lot of, you know, members in North Hempstead, too, that have, you know, either loved ones or parents or grandparents that are, you know, with Alzheimer's or dementia.
And it's really kind of virgin territory for some reason or other. I think, you know, people are not, do not easily talk about what to do in situations like this. So I think that would be superb.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right, Janet. So we have a project. Thanks for that information. You know, I know that you did a lot of work when you were in the legislature, and that was a great, great program. So thank you for that, Wayne.
It was a labor of love. Unfortunately, I had lost a dear friend who was in late stages of Alzheimer's, who actually got a hold of the car keys in a moment of, I guess, lucidity.
Right.
And drove himself and unfortunately was in a one-car accident and perished. It's such a terrible disease that we know so little about.
Right.
And it takes its toll not only on the individual but on the whole family, particularly the caretakers, the ones who are with them every day, who are living through the moments of, the moments of dementia where, you know, the patient doesn't even know their own name and doesn't even know the people that care the most for them. It's such a heartbreaking disease. And we are still, I think, we're learning more and more every day, it seems. But at the same time, I think we're still so far from really knowing and being able to deal with the effects of Alzheimer's.
Right. It's true. I mean, we do a lot of programs with, you know, programs and services for people with Alzheimer's. You know, we provide transportation and we do have health chats and all that kind of thing. And you know, you're right. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the things that caretakers have to be aware of, like when you were saying, when it's an older person, things don't always look so unusual if a senior is walking alone. But, you know, and especially if someone's driving a car. I mean, that's not unusual. Sometimes, you know, they're just feeling lost. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of things to be aware of, and it is a toll on the caretaker. There are a lot of caretaker respite programs out there, too.
Yes.
You know, we do have the town. We are connected with some agencies that provide respite, mm-hmm. and all somebody would have to do is, you know, if you're 60 or over and live in the town of North Hempstead or you're caring for somebody, you can call 311 or 869.
Yeah.
You know, we're very much connected Project Independence with 311. I mean, it is like the soul of how we function.
Right.
The call comes in, you know, an SR is created.
Mm-hmm.
That is then sent to our department, to Paula Yule, and she looks at the SR, what type it is, Health and Human Service, is it transportation, is it informational, and she determines the call, and then the call is then given to either the social worker, a nurse, a Project Independent staff member to call back immediately and find some, you know, resolution, connection, whatever it is at that call. So
right. And very often I think we find that when people call 311 about one issue, it leads into conversations about other issues.
Yes.
And it opens up a whole group of services and a whole area of the town that you know, the individual didn't even necessarily think they were calling for, and all of a sudden, you know, they now find out that things were available they didn't even know existed.
Yeah. Time goes so fast. I know we wanted to talk a little bit about the passport acceptance program.
Yes. One of the exciting things that the clerk's office is on the verge of officially announcing, but I'll sneak it out here at Project Independence because you all deserve to know, is, you know, right now people can come to us for birth certificates, marriage records, death certificates. What we're going to be unveiling in the very near future is that we are becoming a passport facility in that people can come in and either get a renewal or get a brand new passport in our office. We are working closely with the passport agency to collect documentation, to collect the forms that are necessary to get them processed. We then send them off to the passport agency, and it can be really one-stop shopping because so many people come in, and whether it's a birth certificate for themselves or their children or grandchildren in some cases that they need in order to process a passport, we're now going to be the one-stop shopping that I think people really would look forward to.
So, Wayne, would this be, I know for many people, they go to the post office.
Right.
Is that kind of instead of going to the post office?
It's instead of going to the post office. If you have to come in to get your child's birth certificate, and then you have to go to the post office to process your passport application, you'll be able to do it all in my office.
Will you be taking the photos there, too?
We will, in fact, be offering photo services. And, you know, for a small additional fee, we'll be able to take care of all that.
That's excellent. Convenient.
Yes.
Because, you know, having to go somewhere to find the right size photo,
right,
then go into the post office and
exactly,
what's expired. So that's great. I'm sure we'll, when will we know when this is being implemented?
Well, the passport agency right now has been processing. They have approved us. They have approved my agents. And I suspect that we should be knowing in the next couple of weeks when we're going to be able to unveil this officially.
Wow.
And I hope that you'll publicize it widely because I know a lot of people who would be thrilled.
Well, I would love to come back on Project Independence Radio and publicize it as well. Because
okay, great.
It really will be, I think, a very, very nice service for people to have available to be able to efficiently get their passports renewed or get new passports, as the case may be, right in the middle of town hall.
And of course you could come back, Wayne, as we were discussing.
I wasn't too subtle about that, was I? Yeah.
As we were discussing earlier, we had a little joke. I said that Wayne is like the Alec Baldwin of SNL for us, because I think Alec is now broken a record for 17 times on Saturday Night Live.
Right. I'm not sure.
Now,
I'm
what
up to
are you up to, Christina? The count? Do we have the Wayne count yet?
Rapidly approaching.
I hope at 25 I get a gold watch or something. That'd be fantastic.
A party.
A party. There you go. I'll take what I can get.
Well, we'll definitely have you back on soon, Wayne. Thank you for all this information you provided. The
Always
Women's Roll
pleasure.
Of Honor. I mean, the passport information. It's just really been great. And Christina, I'm sure we'll have you on very soon.
Mm-hmm. I always look forward to it.
All right. And have a safe trip back to the clerk's office. Thank you so much, Wayne. You've been listening to Project Independence in You at WCWP.org 88.1. We'll be right back.